This is a great question, too. Jesus tells us to pray God to not lead us into temptation in Matthew 6. But in James 1, James says, God tempts no one. So why would God command us in the Lord's Prayer to ask him not to do what he's already promised he would never do? That is a good question, too. So finally, what this is talking about is, when this word lead is most often translated carry. You know, you carry something. So don't allow us to be carried away by temptation. Now, remember what James says. James 1 says, fascinating. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is, when he is tempted, he is drawn away. He's carried. He's drawn away by his own lusts. And then it says something interesting. When lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin. Conceived. Boy, it's hard to write sideways, backwards, and everything else. Our lust, when our lust joins with our will, the progeny of those two is sin. See, lust is always with us. Our will, we have a new heart, and the energy of the Spirit of God and grace, we can say no to lust. But when we don't allow God's grace to make us say no to lust, and lust conceives with our will, the byproduct is sin. But what the Lord says is, pray that I won't, ask me to keep you from being drawn away by lust. How do you do that? He makes a way of escape.